Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go,
we go. I was chatting to my friend yesterday, and we're just having shooting the breeze. You know, you ring someone, have a little chat, and he reveals something about himself that I went, "Who does that in this world?" So he was talking about having a duvet day yesterday. He works weekends.
Oh yes.
And I was like, "Oh, what are you up to right now?" He was like, "I'm just having a bite to eat." That was that. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of kind of lines later, I could hear a noise. I was like, "Oh, what's that?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm in bed." And I went, "Are you eating in bed?"
No, when you say a couple of lines later, do you mean like...
As we're having a chat.
There's a WhatsApp chat.
Oh, no, we were talking to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
we're just chatting to each other.
Right, yeah.
And he was in bed having food.
Okay, I need to know specifically what kind of
crisps.
Food.
Crisps.
Oh, he was eating crisps?
But he was like me going, "You're a weirdo. Everyone eats their..." He's like, "I have my Chinese sometimes in bed."
Who does?
No.
You
just, no, my friend. Like, that, and he was just... Because I started laughing. I was like, "I'm using this tomorrow." I was like, "I think this is hilarious." He thinks that... the perfect day for him is in bed, watching TV in bed, and then having whatever he's eating. So if it's a, I don't know if it's a breakfast, but if he's having like a Chinese or a chipper, crisps last night or yesterday.
I'm just thinking the curry sauce on the duvet, it's a no.
If you're in a hotel,
yes.
Does that change things?
That kind of does change things.
Yeah, see?
Because they have the proper little tray, they'll give you a tray for it, like a robust, chunky tray.
I know somebody and they have a very hairy chest. And they were with their girlfriend in a hotel.
What is happening?
No.
Where is this going?
And they were having Chinese food in their hotel bed.
Okay. Yeah.
But they didn't have a corkscrew. Right?
What?
They wanted to open a bottle of wine. So they rang down, could you get a corkscrew? And they brought one up.
Yeah.
And when he opened the door, he had a chicken ball stuck to his chest.
Oh my God, wild. That is.
It was stuck, he's very hairy.
Oh God.
Like, and he's obviously so hairy that he didn't realise there was a gigantic chicken ball in his chest.
Well, it had fallen down and kind of stuck with the curry sauce.
Oh,
I don't want to know this.
And it's only out, so he answered the door and like, here's a corkscrew. But like the guy, whoever came down, I don't know if he got, I presume he got tipped.
But he someone just said, Jim.
He would have gone back down to the kitchens and said, "There's a fellow up there with a chicken ball stuck to his chest."
Oh my gosh.
Oh, hang
what
on.
What kind of weekend is he having?
Weekend I don't want to be involved in.
What?
Someone just said, "Ah lads, come on, duvet day with food and bed and TV is the norm. Absolute heaven."
Okay, yeah. What I will say is breakfast in bed.
Tea and toast, duvet day.
No,
it's
toast,
all the same.
Crumbs.
The crumbs will go all over and you're lying in your back and
no,
they scratch
crumbs.
It.
No, a little plate under your chin.
No.
I wouldn't do it now myself either.
I'm very spoiled rotten, okay? On the weekends.
We need to bring this fella out for a walk. I don't even know what she's going to say.
He needs to talk to me.
He needs to talk.
Down by the canal, we need to bring him.
He brings me breakfast in bed.
Oh,
every,
dear Lord.
Every weekend. Like, every morning over the weekend. But it's not toast, it's porridge. Like, porridge and a coffee.
That's
in
lovely.
Bed.
That is lovely. Do you know what?
I'm spoiled.
You should marry him.
You really should. He is a keeper.
He's a nice guy. Now, when that comes to a screeching halt after you get married, just be prepared
for that. It won't, though.
Oh, yeah,
it's been 8 years. You think he would have kind of...
Wow, that's the legwork. The man loves you.
I know.
Holy moly.
How look at him.
Do that again?
No.
That's lovely. So I guess you porridge. And so how much work goes into this porridge? Is it just a microwave thing?
Like it's like, yeah, because I have, but he knows. But
he put fruit in it.
He's not making real
makes,
porridge.
No, but he makes porridge the way I like it. So he'll have porridge a certain way. And then I basically like porridge to not be, like to be kind of like almost.
Are you Goldilocks?
I am Goldilocks.
It's too hot, Trevor.
Oh,
it's
God. Too cold. Does he blow it? Does he blow it and then put it in your mouth?
It's just right.
It
open
needs
up,
to be like
open
chunky.
Up, sign up. Here she comes. Open up. Choo-choo. Thanks, Trevor.
That's what I'm getting that image in my mind
wow.
now.
Love.
You in a nightie.
That's
you know what?
That's, now, is he okay with you revealing this stuff? Because it's private stuff.
I'll find out. I'm checking my phone
in
now.
In fairness, all the girls are jealous. This is like, this guy
is DreamWorks.
You know, what a man, what a mighty good man.
I better keep, yeah.
Someone just WhatsApped and said, here's the airplane.
Here's the airplane, yeah.
Yeah.
Meow.
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 Anyway, it's only breakfast in bed, so you'll marry him and he won't have to make it anymore.
That's not true.
Oh, probably, yeah.
We went the two scales there. The guy with the chicken balls took to his hairy chest. To say, now, you're getting breakfast in bed every weekend.
Two very extreme.
Now, is it every Saturday and Sunday or just Saturdays?
No, Saturday and Sunday. That's
both days.
I cannot believe this.
I know.
And with coffee and everything.
With coffee. Now, like, made to order practically. Do you know what I mean? Like, my mom literally goes, do you not bring him back? And I was like, yeah, but like, if I'm... And
she'll be at a dinner with you now very soon as well, the two of you.
So, you know, I got big into making coffee.
Yes.
So I've got a coffee grinder and everything. I've got all the stuff and I watched videos and everything of experts how to do the French press and everything.
Yeah.
I do make coffee for both of us.
Okay, yeah.
On Saturdays and Sundays.
In bed.
I have to go downstairs to make it. I bring it back upstairs, yeah.
He makes it a bed.
And we have coffee in bed, yeah. We don't have any.
Am I not amorous?
No food. No, you're not amorous.
That's my idea of hell.
Like, really?
Having someone being in me face.
Really?
Here's some toast, here's some porridge, get away from me.
No, it's stuff you want. Like, so, like, you know.
Would you not like,
drop
would you
up
not,
the coffee, it's like,
yeah, would you
oh,
not
thanks,
like if your other half was like, Crossy, you stay in bed there. Here's a coffee. I'm just going to put that here. And here's
I'm about a half a second away from sleeping in different bedrooms for a bit of peace and quiet.
The bedroom
and he's
divorce.
On top of you here
the
with the porridge.
He's doing the groundwork, Zainab. Marry him.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
Both Sheldon actors Ian Armitage and Jim Parsons meet on the set of Young Sheldon. They post a trick Insta video.
So they're looking at the camera.
Okay.
One of them's looking at the camera, and you'll hear what happens then when the other one looks at the camera.
Okay. So apparently there's a new filter that shows you what you look like when you grow up, and I don't know how accurate it's going to be. Let me try it. Bye.
I'm not sure about this. Oh, it changes your voice too. Huh. I don't like it.
That's good.
That's good, isn't
that
it?
Is good.
Did you watch that? You didn't know all that reference because I didn't really get it, but I did get it this morning.
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
So yeah, Big Bang Theory. I never watched Big Bang Theory, but I know who they are.
Yeah,
I know who they are.
The highest paid actors in the world, aren't they? TV actors?
Seriously?
Yeah, they're all getting like a million an episode, like Friends. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I think you were
a Friends fan and then you weren't a Big Bang fan. It was like the OC and One Tree Hill.
Yeah,
You're either an OC fan or you're an One Tree Hill fan.
Have you ever seen this? Somebody on YouTube and they take the laugh track out of the Big Bang Theory, right?
Oh, no.
There's no jokes in it.
Wait, because you're not laughing yourself?
It's not funny.
Oh.
Well, you have a look at the Big Bang Theory with the laugh track taken out. It's weird. It's not funny.
But I feel like that would be the same with, you know, Two and a Half Men. Weren't they? But they were done by the same chap, Chuck Lorre.
Oh, were they?
Yeah,
were
they? They're both. So I think that's why I was like...
Now, look, it's one of the biggest shows in the world. So it's just that's just me. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I'll tell you something really quick here.
Yeah.
So, you know Barbara Streisand?
Yeah. Yes.
Legendary actress.
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand commented under Melissa McCartney's Instagram post last night of her and her husband. They're looking great and they're walking.
Yeah.
And she's under the comments, give him my regards. Did you take Ozempic?
Stop. No,
and
she didn't.
And people think that she was supposed to DM that, but she put it over her comments.
Barbara!
Oh, no. People are baffled after there's this pair of jeans by Jordan Luca. Are they well known? Are they good?
I have no idea.
Luxury designers Jordan Luca are already sold out online of their high cost jeans.
Okay.
And these are fashion styles.
Jordan Luca, I think he's a footballer. Basketball.
Basketball, okay. So anyway, this is a pair of denim jeans by Jordan Luca. They're showcased at the designer's Fall Winter Catwalk collection with a huge dark stain around the crotch area. So just imagine light color blue jeans. Regular jeans, right?
Okay.
And all around the crotch looks like you spilled a drink on yourself or had an accident. And these are sold out. This is the fashion accessory, they're saying.
What's wrong with people?
What is wrong with people? You're right.
Because you know you can buy the runners that look worn and they're like Balenciagas and they're nearly $2,000.
I can understand the worn look because it kind of looks cooler because, you know, it's kind of more vintage. But like, look at like you've wet yourself.
That's not a look.
It's
that
not.
Is not.
Well, it is now.
They're going for $800.
Stop it now. $800.
You literally pour a pint of water on your crotch area and walk around. Like, most people would be embarrassed by that.
Yeah.
People are paying $800 to look like you've had a wetness in the crotch.
Oh.
I think we talked about it yesterday. Style when it comes to lads, of what they look up to, or with people with style, I find that questionable. Like, I'd look at Dermot O'Leary and go, stylish style. Man. Mm-hmm. You'd wear that to a restaurant.
Dermot O'Leary.
Dermot O'Leary. Yeah. He's always very sharp looking. Why do you dislike Dermot O'Leary so much?
No.
Like, seriously.
Have you seen the size of his trousers?
But that's stylish.
It's not. They're oversized.
Jim, this is the situation, right? Because he has a tight top, you know, to show off the arms and such, right?
Oh,
and
I know he's showing off the arms.
And then he's got the loose trousers.
They're ridiculously loose, though.
If they were too tight, it wouldn't work.
He never sits still, and I can't understand him.
I love him for that.
I really like him. He's a nice guy. But I can't understand a word he's saying. That's why after the break.
Style icon.
What?
Style icon.
Is everything an icon now?
Iconic.
Everything's iconic now.
Iconic.
But see,
this big biro is iconic.
It's iconic.
Everything's iconic. What is going on with
iconic? These jeans are iconic.
Look, she stopped in the word gal, so we're good at that.
Anyway, right
with the gals yesterday.
This is fashion nonsense, right?
So this is mental.
Regular people aren't going to buy these jeans.
This is probably in the likes of Vogue magazine and those kinds of ones. But I think normal people.
Yeah, normal people.
I don't think they'd be wearing these.
Jordan Lucas, how can we get a splash? How can people be talking about us? Oh, let's have that look like there's something wrong with the jeans. And that's how they do it.
I feel like sometimes designers will go, what will people actually pay extortionate money for? As a joke.
Yes,
surely they're having the joke.
Of course, yeah.
Because this is mad.
It's like the Emperor's New Clothes. How far can we push this before people realise we're messing? Genuinely. Anyway, 500 quid, you're grand. Sold out. If one of your friends shows up with wet trousers and they haven't spilled something on themselves, now you need to have a good hard talk to them, don't
it's
you?
It's designer, darling.
Designer, darling. Really? Okay.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM104's Ince $2,000.
With misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
Hello.
Hello there. Who's that?
This is Carol.
Carol, good morning. This is Jim, Crossy and Zainab.
Morning.
Carol's in work at the minute in Drimna. What's the crack in Drimna this morning? What's the weather like?
It's clearing up now.
Lovely.
Not too bad.
Are you able to say where you work? We're very nosy.
I work in halfway cabs in Drimna.
I once wrote a song about Drimna and I went, let's all go to Drimna, Drimna, Drimna. It has got no cinema. Cinema, cinema.
There's no cinema in Drimna.
Some of the owl ones have their Christmas trees still up. Is that true?
I wouldn't know about that.
Well, she is like,
back when I wrote the song, there was a few owl ones in Drimna who never took their Christmas tree down all year round.
It's handy anyway, to do it. Fair.
So, we've had two winners in a row, Carol.
Okay.
Did you hear that? No?
I did, yeah. I was listening.
Right, the pressure.
Would you have got the 10?
Listen every morning.
Would you have won yesterday or the day before?
Probably
Friday.
Yesterday, I think, yeah.
You would have, okay. Wow, okay. We've got 10 questions.
Jim's sweating here,
yeah.
Carol.
No, I'm not sweating.
We're loving the confidence, Carol. Loving it.
I want everyone to win. But like, three in a row has never been done before, which is remarkable. Okay, Carol, you know the rules?
For everything.
There is. 60 seconds. You can pass and come back to it if we have a chance. And
okay.
Have to accept your first answer. Let's go. 3, 2, 1, go. What colour are Mickey Mouse's ears?
Black.
What does the E in email stand for?
I'll go back to that.
What country's rugby team are known as the Springboks?
Africa.
What is the capital of Peru?
Lima.
True or false, Hugh Jackman is allergic to horses?
True.
What song did Lil Nas X have a 19-week number one in the States with?
Who?
Lil Nas X, he had a 19-week number one hit single.
I have to pass.
Who has more followers on Instagram, Ariana Grande or Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
Matty Healy is the lead singer of which band?
Oh, don't know.
What TV comedy show features Phil and Claire Dunphy?
Prunella and Claire Dunphy.
Phil and Claire Dunphy. Oh.
I wish his name was Prunella. I love the name Prunella.
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 I thought you said Prunella.
Prunella Deville.
And the tenth question.
That was brutal.
It wasn't. We'll find out in a second. The tenth question. Will I tell you what the tenth question would have been? Because Crossy has a journalist friend who goes mad if you don't get the.
Good morning, Dara. If you're listening.
Good morning, Dara. You're right, Dara. Actually, you're right. And we've changed this rule for you, Dara. You have to keep that for tomorrow. Benson Boone has a number one hit in Ireland this year with which song? We're playing it a lot here in FM4.
Do you know this one, Carol?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Okay. Great song.
Okay.
Okay, let's go through this. What colour are Mickey Mouse's ears? Black, he said that's correct. You passed on this one. What does E stand for in email? Electronic. I never knew that.
Electronic mail, yeah.
I'll give you half a point for this one. Which country's rugby team is known as the Springboks? You said Africa. The answer is South Africa. We'll give her half a point.
I'll give her that.
Yeah, give her that. What's the capital of Peru? The answer is Lima. The Peru 2, remember them? And then true or false, yeah. Hugh Jackman. That's how I would have got that.
I know.
That is a point in my life.
The beehive.
True or false, Hugh Jackman is allergic to horses. You said true. The answer is false.
Okay, what song did Lil Nas X...
That was a trick question.
song did Lil Nas X have a 19-week number one in the States with... And you pass on that one. The answer was Old Town Road.
That's a great song.
Carol, it sounds exactly like that.
Thank you, Zainab.
Who has more followers on Instagram, Ariana Grande or Taylor Swift? You said Taylor Swift. Surprisingly, right? Taylor Swift has 284 million. Ariana has 379 million. Matt Healy is the lead singer of what band? It was the 1975. The TV comedy show featuring Phil and Claire Dunphy is Modern Family, and Benson Boone was the singer who had.
I thought you meant a radio show. Sorry.
No.
Well, I wish it was Prunella though. And yeah, Benson Boone had this hit song, "Beautiful Thing." So,
okay,
you got 3 out of 10 today.
Two and a half.
Someone just says your finance manager must have wrote those questions this morning.
I thought, well, Zainab got nine. I thought they were doable. It depends on the day.
It depends on the day.
Other people would have flown through those.
We got a lot of tens in. A lot of people getting tens. So
right, okay.
But you're well done, Carol. You're a great crack.
And you're scored really badly.
Don't worry about it. They're always the better ones. No one remembers winners.
Just a bit of crack, Carol.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You told us about Prunella.
Right, and it's nice and them.
Prunella Scales, I thought you were talking about.
Right, yeah.
Never heard of him.
Who's Prunella Scales?
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Thanks for playing, Carol.
Thanks, Carol.
Biz on the Strawberries.
With autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
Do yourself a favour today and go on Sabrina Carpenter's Instagram page, because her supportive other half is just so supportive on everything that she does.
Wait, what's he doing now?
He is loving life. Barry Keoghan is loving life.
There's so many pictures of him just looking like doe-eyed up at the stage when she's performing, just like, and then her giving him a little wink.
And that's what you want in life. A bit of support.
Hasn't he come a long way from Love Hate shooting that cat?
Remember that cat? Yeah, everyone, yeah.
All he was known as was the young fellow who shot the cat in Love Hate. And now he's...
Sabrina Carpenter's mister.
Or is she Sabrina Carpenter? Is she Barry Keoghan's...
Ma.
Yes, actually.
I still don't know how to pronounce his name. Everybody's changed it.
Everyone changed. Yeah. I kind of just have a lucky dip every single time.
Yeah, it depends on how it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's doing really well. She played Coachella a couple of weeks ago and he was there. You know, the bit between the crowd and the stage?
Yeah.
He was just there dancing away on his own, looking at her, so in love. And then yesterday, she posted up something about espresso. And then he replied to her going, like a coffee emoji, a sun emoji, a love heart emoji.
That's cute. Oh, yeah. And when his Joker movie comes out, will she be all over?
I hope it's not a showman's. I hope it's real, or you know, a bit of a fumble. That it's not, you know.
It seems real, doesn't it?
It does seem real.
They haven't got their own jingle yet, but it seems real.
Yeah, they're not tailoring Travis just yet.
No, they're kind of. It almost feels like normal people that are just OTT with each other and just like so all over Instagram.
Right,
you know, they're an Instagram couple. Yes, they're celebrities, but they're one of those Instagram couples.
And I'm kind of here for it. That song Espresso is
so
really good.
It is good.
I really enjoy it.
Everyone has a friend who's a bit sort of too much on social media with the other half, and you can kind of say, look, you know, you can just tell her yourself. You don't have to
do it all online.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody knows. Night and tomorrow night, Olivia Rodrigo is going to rock the Three Arena, and the whole city is safe to say is buzzing for it. Somebody who met Olivia Rodrigo yesterday on the streets of Dublin is Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Jim, morning. How are you? Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's everyone? The story? Now, you've met your first share of celebrities over the years.
I've retired, actually. It's my son that drags me out to these things now.
Okay. Right, he's taking up the family business, is he?
Yeah, it's probably a bad trait he's at picking up off me, but yeah. It's like, passed on, unfortunately.
So you've met everybody, like you're like first name basis with you two.
Oh, seriously?
All the various celebrities, you've met them all. You got photos of them all. Who are the big names you've met that come to mind?
Oh, I don't know. Tom Cruise.
Wow.
You two, obviously. Mel Gibson, Mark Wahlberg. Everyone.
You name them.
That's mad. Because I literally said to the lads, I was like, oh, somebody's after me and Olivia Rigo. Oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah. And then they were like, oh yeah, Gary.
Yeah,
that's what he's met them
we
all.
You know Gary.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
No, it's good. Yeah. Gary, just tell us what the crack was yesterday.
Do you know what? I honestly haven't done this in a long time. I give it up. But my son is crazy. He's obviously Taylor Swift and Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
I even got her name wrong. And I was trying the competition, obviously, all weekend and stuff like that. And I didn't get him tickets. So he said to me, look, you can just bring me to meet her. I'm like, oh, can I? You know, it's that easy. So we were just happened to be walking around in town yesterday. You know, I'm putting this out. It's just by chance.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She had just got in this, just like arrived yesterday in Dublin. And so she came out. It was kind of arranged, but kind of not. You know, I told him, look, don't get your hopes up.
Yeah.
So she came out and she seen him and gave him a hug. And he had bought her presents.
Oh,
well, actually, I paid for the presents.
What did he buy her?
He just gave them to her. So he got her. Apparently she has, I shouldn't know these things about Olivia Rodrigo, by the way. She has a song called Driver's License.
Yes.
Great song.
And he bought her a little Irish registration plate with her name on it.
Oh, cool.
I bought her.
Yeah, you pay for
and,
it.
And she's, apparently she's, her favourite Disney princess is Jasmine. Again, I shouldn't know this. So he got her a Jasmine enamel badge in the
she
Disney
store. Just,
that's so sweet. Yeah,
I don't know. I think he was just trying to bribe his way into her, you know.
What did she say when she got the presents?
She came out, gave him a hug and was talking to him for a couple of seconds. She loved him. So, you know, maybe she'll stick it on her dressing room. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
That was nice.
So he was delighted. He, it was, you know, it's a kind of a consolation for not going tonight or tomorrow. But yeah, he was delighted that he met her and he got a photo and
sure.
Had a few minutes. So I'm happy with that. Once he's happy, lovely. I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm sure. How many people can say I gave her an Irish license plate and her favourite Disney princess? Yeah, your son's done very well.
What's your son's first name?
It's Tommy.
Well done, Tommy. Keeping the family business going.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Representing Ireland well. She's going to be like, oh my God, Ireland was so lovely.
And she came across nice. That's lovely to hear, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's shorter than I thought.
Yeah.
There's a petite.
But they nearly always are when you meet them, aren't they? I mean, I think, you know, Christina Aguilera, I think when I met her, she was kind of just above me waist.
Was she in Dublin? She was in Dublin about 2 years ago, wasn't she?
Was she?
I think she was. Was it 2 years ago she was over here?
I think so, yeah. There was a corporate thing she done here as well.
That's what it was, I'm thinking of,
years
yeah.
Back.
That's right, yeah.
She was here.
It was in the Three Arena and there was a meet and greeting and I was working backstage for that and I didn't obviously go near her, but it was there and I just remember saying, God, she's small.
I love how you're just able to casually drop out. Yeah, you know, Christina Aguilera, she's a lot shorter than I thought, you know.
Well, he's met them all.
Yeah.
Gary, listen, thanks a million for taking the call and I'd say
no worries.
Olivia is listening right now. I'd say she's doing sound check soon.
This is
across
true,
the road
yeah.
From us. Thanks a million. That's lovely to hear that she was cool to your son.
Yeah, and tell Tommy we said
yeah,
hello as well.
Yeah, she was really nice. Brilliant. I will do, guys. He listens every morning on the way to school.
Amazing.
Excellent. Excellent. Thanks a million.
See you, Gary.
There he goes. So, Olivia Ooh. Is in the city.
Now we know her favourite Disney princess.
Yes, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that
Jasmine.
Either. Jasmine.
Gladness, isn't it?
I can show you the world.
No, thanks.
Cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I saw this yesterday. Scooby-Doo. Remember?
Scooby-Doo.
20 years ago, did they do a live action Scooby-Doo?
They did.
Oh, yes, with one from Buffy.
That's right.
What's Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yes.
It was Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yes.
It was the origin story of how Shaggy met Scooby.
Yeah. Ah.
Scoob.
Right,
what did I say, Scoob? Right.
Oh my God, that's actually really bang on. I forget what she sounds like.
I can feel the sketch coming
along.
You got
along. The glasses and everything.
Yeah. I do have the glasses, yeah. Happy
so
there.
They're thinking about doing a brand new one. Well, I'm trying to think who could play the next
Scooby.
Fred, Velma, Daphne, or Shaggy.
Ooh.
So they're doing a brand. So Scooby is just going to be Scooby. Like it's Scooby's everywhere.
Yeah.
Scooby's
yeah.
Everywhere. Oh, like some
Fred.
Comedian.
Fred will most definitely be Ryan Gosling. Fred will
is
be Ryan Gosling.
Is he not too old now?
No,
you
it'd
think?
Be man,
Zac Efron.
No, the fella who boxes people for celebrity boxing.
Logan.
Matches. Logan Paul.
Oh no! Stop.
Can you
I'm
not?
No, I'm not watching it now. No.
So you have to have someone very good looking for Fred.
Yes.
Velma is always the quirky. I liked Velma with the glasses.
Oh. Is it Velma that got the glasses?
Yes.
Velma's the one with the jinkies.
What's that? What she says jinkies. Yes, she does.
Jinkies.
Yes.
Like I'm trying to think who could play these
Christina
people.
Ricci.
She did her, wasn't it?
Did she do her?
Did she play her?
Yeah.
Well, that's where I'm getting it from.
Yeah. Ah, do you know where they'll do? It'll be Jenna Ortega.
Jenna Ortega.
It'll be Jenna Ortega, okay. Velma.
All right.
She has to do all the remakes.
Nicola Coughlan.
No, sorry, Jenna. I'm so sorry if you're listening right now. It had to be Nicola Coughlan. She'd be so good.
Yeah. Daphne Blake would be Sabrina Carpenter.
What about Shaggy?
Had to be someone scruffy.
I'm trying to think of who would be like McLovin, but not McLovin.
You could scruffy
your man like.
You can scruffy him up.
What about Bieber?
Justin Bieber, yeah.
Has he done much? Has he done acting?
He hasn't done that much.
He'd be good though, wouldn't he?
He actually would, yeah, because he's doing loads of photographs of them and he's everywhere. But anyway, if you're a fan of Scooby-Doo or you were a fan of Scooby-Doo when you were a kid, they're doing a brand new movie and I think everyone kind of has a bit of endearing of it, don't they?
I think there was a stage show of Scooby-Doo years ago, came to Dublin.
Stage show?
Right.
Okay.
And they came to Dublin, I think it was a stage show, I don't know, or maybe, I don't know. But anyway, the people who play the characters, they're normally in the outfits.
Yeah.
And there was some interview, and we were interviewing them. But they didn't come in the outfits. So they came in and they were really like shy and they wouldn't speak. And then when we started talking to them, they were like, "Hey, Scoob, how you doing?" And it was the weirdest thing because they wouldn't.
They're in their normal clothes.
They were in their normal clothes, but they wouldn't look at us.
Huh?
So, you know, like if you meet like puppets or something like that, you can't really look at the person operating the puppet. You have
to look at the puppet.
But they didn't have anything to look at, so you didn't know where to look. It was weird because they were doing all the weird voices. It was so weird.
Oh, here, Ray has just WhatsApped in and he has a bang on for Shaggy. Donal Gleeson.
Sign, seal, delivered. Get that man a contract.
Well done. You should be in casting ACE. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104.
Showbiz on the Strawberries
with autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. autobuy.ie.
So, you want to tell us about Ryan Reynolds?
We need to talk about Wrexham.
We do need to talk about
the only football team that I actually care about, really, right? I will be flicking around the TV and Trevor will go, "Oh, there's Wrexham." And I'll go, "We've got Mullets on our team." I don't know where this has come from. If you've watched it on Disney Plus, you'll fully understand.
Yes.
And well, this is what they wanted, isn't it? Mm.
I know, they've converted me. Like, I'm looking forward to watching this. So this is coming out, the next season is coming out on the 2nd on Disney Plus. And yeah, we're going to find out if they get through to the league. If people are following the team, they'll know that they got through to one league.
Yes.
They finally got out of that league and they're in another. But now we'll have to see if they get into League One. They're in League Two. They could go into League One.
It's like one of those just romance stories for football, isn't it? It's just
like the Cinderella story.
Exactly.
What we're most excited about with respect to Season 3 is that as the episodes are finished and air, we will get closer and closer closer to continuity with the actual football season happening. So when by the time we're midway through season three, you'll see we don't have any idea what's going to happen. Just from that sort of macro 30,000 foot narrative standpoint, we have no clue. The hopes, dreams, livelihoods, et cetera, all these things are resting on this club somehow, you know, getting promoted or everything.
Don't say it.
No, I know. I won't say it. I won't say it.
But, I like that you stopped yourself from saying it.
Yeah. Everything that we're doing right now is for broke. We're going for broke.
Ryan Reynolds is a multi-millionaire, if not a billionaire. He's the CEO of about five companies.
Yeah, loads.
And the football thing, this is just a fun thing to do, project. Yeah.
And sure, your man Rob McElhenney, he's also a millionaire from doing Always Sunny.
And they're so down to earth, aren't they? And funny and stuff.
Very sound.
And normal.
Yeah, I would love to hang out with them.
Checked here. Wrexham are going to be playing Chelsea on the 24th of July as a friendly.
God. I'm going to be torn now.
They've got Bournemouth as well on the 20th of July, and they're going to be playing Vancouver on the 27th. So they have opened doors for them that probably never would have been open.
Incredible stuff. Anne Hathaway has news that she knew that Nick Galtazine,
who is. Was so rude to me a couple of years ago.
What?
I interviewed him in, he was in that Irish movie about the gay rugby player. What's that called? It's yellow. It's a yellow poster to it. It
did really Handsome Devil.
Handsome Devil. A fantastic movie.
Never saw that.
Yeah, it was in the, it did really well in Ireland.
It's on Disney Plus as well at the moment.
It's on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And he kind of laughed at me. He kind of went,
Oh, stop.
And now he's massive. He's in so many things.
Anne Hathaway says it was terrible what he said to Crossy, but she said that Nick was perfect for the role for Hayes Campbell in The Idea of You. And the moment she met him, she realised that. And she was talking to Jimmy Fallon when she said it.
No, as soon as I actually burst out laughing when he walked in because. Has anybody here read the book?
No, we don't read.
Well, you should.
We don't read. This is the Tonight Show, yeah. You want to go. You want to go over to Stephen. You want to go to Stephen Colbert if you want to get people to read books. Lame.
Well, you have an awesome book in store for you. It's written by.
Lame-o. We do Audible here. We do that. We can do that count.
I think it's time for you to dig me to get me back.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so.
It's based on this book.
What's a book?
Yeah. Too late.
We're having fun.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.